Living Life. In 2 Peter 3:11, we read, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" This life is not your own. You have been bought with a price. You have been bought with the blood of the only begotten Son of God who loves you. Oh yes, he bought you, and he loves you. You are redeemed for a purpose determined before the world began. You are to overcome in this life, as did Job, and you'll reign with him in the next. You are to sit with him in his throne and rule with a rod of iron. Forget the problems of this life, for in this life you will have tribulation. In fact, rejoice. Yes, rejoice that you are worthy to suffer here with him. We are to patiently endure in this life, and we are to be rewarded in the coming kingdom. We are to submit to the Spirit's training now, and we are to be joint heirs with him in the next. This is not pie in the sky. This is the truth of the word of the Almighty God. He is daily renewing you. Should you not walk the way of the cross as did Christ? He is conforming you into his image. Should you not willingly yield to his rod? He can only use the man or woman fully submitted to his leading and guiding. He will test those that he knows as sons, and his desire is that we come forth as pure gold. So do not whimper about difficult circumstances that flood your pathway. They are deliberately designed to perfect your character here. They are purposefully planned to enhance your position in the coming kingdom. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not of this age. But thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as in heaven." Our hope is not eternal life. No, that's a gift. It's a done deal. It's a fact. Our hope is to live this life as unto the Lord. Our hope is that our life comes forth as gold, silver, and precious stones, not as wood, hay, or stubble. And I will give to each according to their works. And so, like Paul, run the race as you have never run before. Strain every muscle to achieve unto life. So, what manner of man ought you to be? And therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. This is living life.